couple of weeks ago, I knocked on this door and I gave the introduction and I asked her, would you be interested of knowing how to go to heaven? It will only take a few minutes. And she replied, how long is few minutes? And I told her, maybe 10 minutes. And so she stepped out. This old lady was skinny, frail, sickly, and she sat outside the porch, and I sat with her. Before I could start my presentation, she had a lot of questions after questions. One of her questions is, do people know when will they die? I told her, I think no. I believe only God knows. And she asked again, do you know your purpose? Do you think everyone has a purpose? I said, yeah, I believe everyone has a purpose. And then she asked again, what is your purpose? And I told her, one purpose I have right now is to give you the gospel and get you saved. I shouldn't mention save because I know it would lead to another question. She said, what do you mean by save? So I think that was my cue to start the presentation. So I told her, I will answer your question, but there are a few things that you have to understand. So I started my presentation. The title of my tip today is Be Ready to Answer. So what type of questions that we are supposed to give an answer? In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, 1 Peter 3, verse 15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of hope that is in you with meekness and fear. The Bible doesn't say that we have to be ready to give an answer to every man that asketh or answer every questions. The Bible teaches that and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of hope that is in you. Please turn to Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations chapter 3. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations. There are two general types of questions that we will encounter that we need to be aware of. The first type is the question with regards to hope of salvation. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 25, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. In Titus chapter 1, verse 2, you don't have to turn there. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. When we ask the question, are you 100% sure that you're on your way to heaven? Majority of the answer is, I hope so. People are hoping that they would go to heaven. This is the type of question that we ought to give an answer. A question with regards to salvation or eternal life. The greatest example of that is in Acts 16, verse 30. What must I do to be saved? That was a great question. Some may ask about what if someone committed suicide? Will they still go to heaven? I was asked by this lady, what do you mean by saved? These are the type of question that pertains to the hope of salvation. That is the type of question that we should be ready to give an answer. Please turn to Titus chapter 3. Another type of question that we need to be aware of are questions that does not pertain to the hope of salvation. These type of questions that are considered foolish and will just waste our time and will result to arguments or down into a rabbit trail. There are questions about Nephilim or is the earth flat? Any questions that are foolish or stupid and doesn't pertain to salvation, we are to avoid. Titus chapter 3, verse 9. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. Please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. If they are serious about the things that pertains to the other doctrines in the Bible, we can always tell them to come to church for us to give them the answer. But 100% of them will not come. But soul winning time is not the right time for this type of questions. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 23, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive or attempt to have arguments, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Now, when they ask the right question, do we have to answer them right away? If we're in the middle of the gospel presentation, you can answer them right away if it's not a distraction, and if you can find your way back to the presentation. But if you think you will lose your place and get distracted, you can tell them politely, that's a great question. Do you mind if I answer your question after I finish what I'm trying to show you? I'm pretty sure that once you presented the whole gospel presentation thoroughly and clearly, they would not ask a question with regards to the hope of salvation. Majority of the questions are about faith versus works, the concept of gift and eternal life, or whether you could lose your salvation. If we explain the gospel presentation clearly about these things, they won't ask a question. After the old lady got saved, she had questions after questions about other doctrines with regards to the teaching she heard for years. So I patiently answered her and showed her the right and true biblical doctrines. One question that I can't forget is, how can you identify a false prophet? That's a legitimate question. So I told her a simple answer. If they say you have to repent of your sins, that's a false prophet. She already understood the gospel presentation, and she already believed, and she was already saved. And when I told her that, she smiled and nodded because she's been on a repent of your sins church for a while. Please turn to Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4. What if they ask about the Lord Jesus Christ, or who is Jesus Christ? There are people that doesn't know or heard Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is everyone's hope of salvation. So we ought to give them the answer. What I would normally do is answer and explain it within my gospel presentation so that they will understand who Jesus is and the need for them to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I would always prefer to answer their question, which pertains to salvation, within my presentation, so that I will not lose my place and the presentation will go smoothly. I normally identify the question whether it pertains to sin, hell, Jesus' deity, gift, or eternal, and incorporate the answers in the right spot of my presentation. We also need to be aware about the situation and timing. We just need to be wise and discern when and how to give an answer, and always pray for wisdom. Colossians 4, verse 6. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. We need to know how to answer, not at the right time. Oh, you will ask yourself, how can I question? You need to know already how to give an answer to every man. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you, Lord, for these people that are that you are sending out. And please bless the soul winning today. Please keep everyone safe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.